What's going on, everybody? It's your boy King here, and welcome back to the Plan to Fail podcast. I feel like every time I jump on and record one of these episodes, so much has changed. And just like all the previous times, I have a lot to update you on. So I'm super excited for that. But I want to start off by really sharing that I will be reducing my number of episodes I release each week from 3 to 2. So instead of every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, I'll be releasing episodes every Tuesday and Thursday. It just makes more sense with 2 episodes. And one episode will always be an interview, or I'm trying to get an interview every single week. As some of you know who have been following, the last few interviews have been replays, but new interviews are coming in. So each week there will be an interview, and I believe those are going to be released on Thursdays. Don't quote me on that. I'm still kind of figuring out the kinks. But the other episodes would be more of a solo episode. So that way it's easier on me. I realized that by doing 2 episodes, I can actually focus more on quality than quantity, because something I've learned was that by doing 3 episodes, I felt that some episodes were more rushed than others. And I'm all about providing value, and I don't want to just put content out there for the sake of content. So decided to make the decision to roll back, even though I committed to myself for doing 3 episodes. And I kind of want to use this as a teaching point as well, saying that no matter what commitments you make to yourself, if you know it's not working, never be afraid to scale back. I'd rather be more effective that way. So that's why I'm sharing this with you. And I want you to know that it's okay if you need to scale back. If you were overconfident in yourself and you realize that your capabilities might not have been as far-reaching as you initially thought. So just wanted to give everybody a heads up on that. But today I really want to talk about uncertainty, because uncertainty has been something I've been living with for the past like year and a half now at this point in time. And it's been hard. And a lot of the times I ask myself, why did I put myself in this situation? But at the same time, because of this uncertainty, it has allowed me to really grow and has really allowed me to shift my perspective. So today I really want you to listen on and see why you should be leaning into uncertainty. So how do you determine what success looks like to you? Do you base it on the results and outcomes, or on what you've learned along the way? You see, society has conditioned us to tie success to an outcome. But the truth is, failure is an essential part of success. The faster you fail, the faster you will succeed. So the real question is, how can we redefine our relationship with not just failure, but with success as well? Join us to find the answers that will allow you to live a life that's true to yourself and find the clarity you need to make that life a reality. I'm your host, King Lau, and you're listening to the Plan to Fail podcast. So before I jump right into me sharing with you why you should be leaning into uncertainty, I think I want to give everybody an update on my journey. I actually, when I was planning this episode out, I was kind of debating on this fact, because I feel like I've been talking about my journey so much. But if I've ever learned anything in digital marketing, and that's a tip for all you entrepreneurs out there, is that when you feel like you're getting annoyed sharing something, that's when you're just generating enough noise to be heard. So it's something that I keep sharing it, because this is my journey, and this is why I'm sharing with you should be leaning into uncertainty. And it's really because of what I've experienced the last year or so, you know, leaving finance, deciding to start something new without really a plan. And it doesn't get any more uncertain than that, right? I cut my only income source to do this. And most people called me crazy. I had a lot of friends who kind of gave me this weird look and was like, okay, are you sure you want to be doing this? And I mean, look, in hindsight, look back at it. I mean, the decisions I had to make to get myself up until this point, I still question. I mean, those were big decisions, I'm not going to lie. But at the same time, you know, like starting this podcast, putting together a summit geared towards helping early stage entrepreneurs build proper foundations, I really thought that going forward, this business was really going to surround helping early stage entrepreneurs. And that is still my passion, because I understand how hard it, or how challenging it is to make that transition. And making that transition myself was not an easy task. And for the people who have the guts to do it, I want to be able to help them. Just because it's hard, but with the proper guidance, you can do it. But it's hard work nonetheless. So even with coaching, or even if you're looking for help, when you're trying to look into entrepreneurship, it's really something that you need to realize that it takes a lot of time and effort into it. So, you know, in the last few months has been very uncertain. And I think that's the point I'm really trying to get to. I've been living off savings and off a line of credit. I haven't had income ever since, God knows, mid last year. And, you know, when you're working towards something, especially when you spend 3 months putting together a virtual event, it's quite nerve-wracking because, you know, you only have so many resources left, right? You only have so much money. You only have so much time and you have to get it all done and you have no idea what the outcome of that situation is. And that's when it gets really hard. But with that being said, despite doing that, it has honestly been the best thing I've ever done, right? Committing myself for 3 months to a free event when I'm making no money and I'm slowly going into debt. That sounds ironic, right? And I have to admit, it does feel ironic, but at the same time, because I did that, more opportunities have opened up. And in a sense, that opportunities that honestly wasn't what I was aiming for. It didn't come in the form that I was thinking it was. Because after the summit, as a lot of you have been wondering, I spent the last 4 weeks really figuring out what comes next. So now I brought the summit. I've attracted a certain person to the summit. How can I serve them next? And we really wanted to build a community. And the whole vision behind that community was to build a global network to connect entrepreneurs. So if you were part of this network as an entrepreneur, no matter where you are in the world, you would have a community and a network to tap into, right? To lean on so you can do business all over the world. That was the idea behind it. But obviously, with the lack of resources, both my business partner and I have right now, it's really hard to create something great and not monetize it right away, especially when you're trying to build a proper foundation of community. And I feel like charging exorbitant amount of money in the very beginning just isn't the right way to build a community. But little did I know, what actually ended up happening was a couple of the speakers was very intrigued with working with us. And at first I was like, oh, it's cool. A couple of the speakers want to work with us. But I didn't know that they wanted to work with us that bad because one of the speakers on the summit was quite aggressive into trying to partner up with my business partner and I. And I say this in the humblest way possible, that I am completely honored that one of the speakers saw so much value in what we did with the summit and, you know, just our experience putting together experiences. And because of those conversations, I had so many insights on like customer experience, customer journey, and my realization that people don't really buy services or products, they buy experiences. But I'm gonna go into that in another day, that I can go off in a whole new tangent on speaking on that. But what I'm trying to get at is, I got to the summit, right? And I didn't know what was going to happen after the 3 months. I get through the 3 months and I thought that I was going to find more clarity going through the 3 days of the summit. I go through the 3 days of the summit and guess what? I wasn't any more clear than before the summit. And I think that was the scariest part. And that's the part that I've been sharing a lot more and as I'm processing as I go too, because when I was working on the summit was the sole focus. When the summit ended, that's when I didn't know what to focus on. And that's when the anxiety actually got the worst because, you know, when you had something to focus on, when the summit was in front of me and I told myself, there's no point of worrying what happens after the summit until the summit's over. So for that period of time, my only goal was to make the summit as great as possible, despite the limited resources my business partner and I had. And we ended up throwing together a 3-day event. It's a virtual event with 31 speakers from 8 different countries with just the two of us, right? My business partner and I. It was quite the amazing feat, honestly. And as we're scrambling to figure out what comes next, because we're still bleeding money nonetheless, like I said, the couple of our speakers reached out to us. And after that, now we're actually in talks with a serious talks partnering up with their team. And I'm not going to give too many details right now because we're still working out the kinks. But what I'm really trying to get at, I feel like I'm rambling at this point in time, is that because I leaned into uncertainty, that's when the opportunities came up. And I'm sharing this journey is because I cannot stress and I don't know how I can communicate like how terrifying it's been the last few weeks. Like, I feel like I should be breaking down every single day, but it's actually funny how the closer you are to the end, the more calm you are. And that is another topic for another episode. But I'm sharing this with you to give you an example of why you should be leaning into uncertainty. And that doesn't mean leaving your job and starting a new venture and going into debt, right? It looks different for everybody. And I really want you to, before I even get into the three reasons why you should be leaning into uncertainty, one of the things I really want you to gather from this is that never compare yourself to other people. You should never, because everybody's circumstances are different. Leaning into uncertainty looks different for you than for me and than for anybody else. So before we even get into why, let's talk about what do I even mean by leaning into uncertainty? Because I feel like it's one of those things, it's such a meta topic that I know that some people like might not understand and they might brush it off. It's some like mindset, spiritual mumbo jumbo. But leaning into uncertainty is basically just committing and doing something without knowing what the result or the outcome is. Think about it this way. When was the last time you did something without knowing what the result is? When was the last time you committed yourself to doing something without any guarantee whatsoever? Think about it. You go to work every single day. There's a guarantee. You go, you spend your time there, and you get paid. You spend your time studying, and you get a degree in school. So for the most part, we don't spend a lot of time in uncertainty because everything we do in our day-to-day lives basically revolves around knowing what the outcome is. So if you always know the outcome is, how do you surprise yourself? How do you challenge yourself? How do you experience new things when everything you do is working towards an outcome you already know? The moment you lean into uncertainty, you're doing something that basically is committing yourself to a period of time into completing something, accomplishing something without knowing what the result and the outcome is. And that takes a lot of courage because for the most part, it makes us very uncomfortable when we have to commit to something without knowing what the result is. And the longer the commitment, the bigger the commitment, the more uncomfortable it gets, right? I'm thinking about the summit now. 3 months, no income, bleeding cash, having to wake up every single day, right, towards this event and staying strong and not doubting and not wavering. So I wanted to paint that picture for you. And that's what really leaning into uncertainty really looks like, right? For me, it was really the last couple weeks that have been the most eye-opening because, like I said earlier, when you're going through uncertainty and not knowing how the ending is going to be, the closer you are to that end, the calmer you get. And I think that it was in that calm is when it really opened up like why this whole period of my life of being living in uncertainty has honestly been the best thing that's ever happened to me. And that's because for the first thing, it's really triggered a adaptation response in me. What do I mean by that? It means that I had to learn so many things in such a short period of time. It was actually quite amazing how I picked everything up. And for the most part, you know, everybody was like, oh, you're actually so good at interviewing people, or like the summit was like so high quality that I can't believe it's your first time. But this was because, or the result of my adaptation response, because I had to put together a summit, right? I had no idea how to interview people. I had no idea to put together a summit, but I committed and I reached out to these people. And now I'm also committed to all the speakers who have committed to me to speak at this event. You see where I'm trying to get at? And because of that, I had to perform. And I actually grown so much that I'm still looking back at the person who I was on January 1st of this year. And it's such a stark difference that it's crazy to think how much I've changed and how much I've grown in just a matter of 4 months. It's actually crazy how much you can do in 4 months if you literally focus and put your head to it. And like, this is why for me, I encourage people to lean into uncertainty, because when you don't know what's going to happen, right? When you don't know what skills you need and what skills you don't need, you're forcing your body into an adaptation response because it doesn't know what to expect. So it's literally taking it step by step. And by taking it step by step, it allows you to really be present and learn what you need to learn that's in front of you. So that's the first reason why you should be leaning into uncertainty. The second reason why you should be leaning into uncertainty is that it allows you to experience life in a different perspective. And what I mean by that is that the more uncertain your life is, the more you actually realize how little you control you have of your life. You know, like you have full control over your actions, but there's a lot of things you realize that are outside of your actions, right? Like let's just say you're working towards building your business. You can put in every single day, but certain pieces have to fall into place. And let's say for me, like I had to reach out to 31 speakers, right? With no guarantee, but I also was out of my control who would actually want to partner up and work with me afterwards. You see what I'm trying to get at is you can put your best foot forward, but there's still a lot out there. that is out of your control. So, and I'm not saying you have to be religious or spiritual in a sense, right? If you're religious, then trust in God, right? If you're spiritual, trust in the universe, right? And if, you know, you're atheist, then trust in yourself and know that, you know, there is karma, whatever you want to call it, whatever you want to coin it. But I just want to really paint that. It's when you kind of sit in your uncertainty, you kind of realize that there's no point worrying because there's so much that's out of your control that you might as well just make the best out of your moments, right? So once that realization really starts, you really slowly start to open up to new opportunities because at first, when you thought like you were in control, you try to control every aspect of your life. But when you start realizing that a lot of things are outside your control, you actually start opening up to opportunities because you realize you might not know what's best for you. And you might not know, or you might realize that you don't know what you need yet. And that way, because of that small shift, you can actually start seeing a lot of opportunities. You'd be surprised. But that's something that has taught me. And I feel like it's something that as much as I can share about it, until you kind of go through it yourself, you're never going to fully experience what it's like to feel like you're out of control. To feel like there's nothing you can do to change your circumstance. And this is really ironic coming from me because I'm always the person that's telling you it's in your control to take responsibility. And that is true too. And I don't want anybody to take this message and be like, well, you told us that we need to take full responsibility. And now what do you mean that I don't have control of my life? You have full control of your life and how you want to live it. You, however, do not have control on the other aspects of life that play a role in this bigger picture. So I hope that kind of gets that point across because it's something that I'm, like I said, I'm still figuring this stuff out as I'm kind of processing through it. Recording these episodes actually helped me a little bit in processing what I've learned. But the third and final thing, living or leaning into uncertainty helps you is it allows you to appreciate the present moment. And this is something I've touched upon a couple episodes ago that I talked about life is lived in your day to day. Right? We're always aiming for something, but what life really is our day to day, what we experience right now in this present moment. And I'm reiterating it here because it's that important. When you have no idea what happens next, you really start appreciating the moment. Like I brought up a couple of times, right? The closer you are to the end, the more calm you are because at some point you realize that there's no point of worrying. You might as well enjoy your present moment. And something I realized in this period of time is that we should honestly be living every single moment of our lives like that. It doesn't have to be when it's uncertain. We need to be present because the more present we are in a situation, the more we get out of it. The more we get out of it, that means the more we learn. The more we learn, the more we have to apply to help us progress. But as an entrepreneur, for the most part, you're a go-getter, let me guess. And as a go-getter, you're impatient. If you're impatient, you're always looking forward to the next thing. How do I know? It's because I'm completely like that. I'm always thinking about the next thing. I'm never really fully present in the moment and present doing the thing I'm doing. And that is a flaw of mine. And it's something that I've been very conscious of recently and I've been working towards fixing it. But because of the fact that my life was so uncertain or has been so uncertain and that I had no idea what's going to even happen the next 2 weeks, it basically forced me to be present because there's no point worrying. And it's another one of those things, as much as I want to illustrate and share it with you, until you go through it yourself, it's a different experience when it's a different insight, I would say, when you go through it yourself. So yeah, that's the third thing. And those are really the three reasons why you should be leaning into uncertainty, right? I'm gonna recap. The first one being it triggers an adaptation response. It really helps you push yourself, right, to grow and acquire new skills at a much quicker pace than if you didn't have the time or pressure surrounding it. The second reason is it allows you to experience life in a different perspective. It really opens it up. It really opens your mind. And hopefully, this new perspective will open you up to new opportunities as well. A lot of life is just perception, right? It's, do you perceive that new opportunity as an opportunity? And those little nuances is what makes the difference. The third thing of why you should be leading it into uncertainty is it allows you to appreciate the present moment, right? There's nothing like living in the moment, living in the present moment, especially in the day and age of the internet, of social media, of smartphones and attention spans shorter than a goldfish. I think it's so important to be present because too much of our lives we're spending living for the future and not enough living in the moment and living life as a whole. So those are my three reasons on why you should be leaning into uncertainty. It's helped me. It's been hard. I would never force anybody to do this. You got to go through it at your own accord just because you're never going to get through if you're not doing it genuinely. But if you do want to go through it and whatever that looks like for you, I highly recommend it to you because it's helped me immensely. And I know that if you had the faith and you leaned a little more into uncertainty, it will immensely improve your life as well. But that's all I have for you today. I really hope you enjoyed this episode. It's a bit more of a trickier episode or topic, I would have to admit. A bit more clunkier recording this one. But these are the topics I really want to touch upon. I feel like these are the ones that people really need to hear. So if you found value in this, I really, really hope you could rate, share, and subscribe this episode or this podcast. Really helps me to grow the show. But that's all I have for you, and looking forward to the next one.
Thanks for tuning in to this episode of Plan to Fail. Remember, you can achieve the life you've always wanted. Thank you so much for being a part of this community. And until next time, stay hungry.